mostly cloudy with a few showers, high of 9 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy, risk of showers, and a high of 7 degrees. The long-range forecast shows a pattern of rain and wind for the remaining weeks of November, and temperatures will start to drop, so expect some interesting weather ahead. Currently, it's 8 degrees and lightly raining at YVR. We also have a rainfall warning and a wind warning effect in effect for Metro Vancouver this evening. And also, there's a flood watch in effect for the North Shore Mountains, Coquitlam, Maple Ridge, and Mission. That's your weather for this week, brought to you by the Storm Club of UBC. For News 101, I'm Alice Wong.
Thank you very much, Alice Wong, for that. And that's our program for November 16th, 2009. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. If you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email news@citr.ca. Megan Turcato produced this radio program. For more news, join us next Friday at 5 p.m. for another edition of News 101. I'm Brad Pepink, and for the entire news team at CITR, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in CITR.
I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Your voice, your frequency. Programming at CITR is controlled by those who produce it and those who listen to it. Vancouver has the highest concentration of corporate ownership in media in North America. It is essential that CITR be your alternative voice in this environment.
Where the hell are you? Let's get some phone calls.
To pledge your support, phone 604-822-8648. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
What about you people in labor? Come on, every Friday night we've been sponsoring a wobbly hour. We've been having old weird wobbly guys who were with the IWW back in the 20s and stuff. Let's back us up. We're in the same boat. 555-2150. It's us against the world. Let's go. Let's beat the world tonight. Come on, sheet metal people. Where are you? Okay, St. Mark's for girls. I'll give a kiss to every girl from St. Mark's that calls, pledges some money. Come on.
To pledge your support, phone 604-822-8648. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hi, this is Janice McKenzie, former CITR DJ and Discorder columnist, and now CITR Board of Directors Chair, and I am definitely going to be pledging during this year's fund drive. I hope you'll do the same. You can call during your favorite show at 604-822-8648 or go online to citr.ca/donate.
CITR has been on air for over 25 years. In that time, we've gone FM, programmed non-commercial radio, launched our podcast service, relaunched our website, and have been the home of your favorite DJs. We've come a long way with limited resources, but we need your help to continue to grow. Call 604-822-8648 right now, or visit www.citr.ca/donate to make a donation. Show your support for Campus Community Radio, CITR's Fund Drive, on now.
I'm your host, Philippe Roche. It's good to have you with us here as we kick off our fun drive. Of course, you've heard lots about it. You're going to continue to hear it from me in a good way in terms of over the next half an hour. I'm going to share with you the three reasons why I am asking you to give back to a station that I hope and believe has given a lot to you. You're up for a treat today. One of the things I wanted to commit to over the next half an hour is to share with you the best of the best in terms of the shows. How do I know which shows have received a positive feedback? Well, I receive emails from you. I also receive emails from people in my article, my 24-hour articles every Monday morning. I also receive
downloads of my free one-day dream job challenge at www.citdr-career.com. And so I've kind of got a sense for what has been the most successful subjects over the last year. And I want to share those subjects with you in order to maybe thank you for being there over the past year. And sometimes one of the things that's disappointing as a host is many of you are listening, but you're not engaging in the station. And maybe you want to, maybe you're uncomfortable, maybe you don't know what to say. But this is an opportunity for you to give your voice to CITR and to give back. I mean, often a call-in is appreciated from myself, a host, and the other hosts. We like it. You may not do it, hoping that someone else will do it and ask the difficult questions. So if you haven't engaged with us, continue. I'd encourage you to engage with us, asking us questions. This show is live, as you know. It's an opportunity for you to ask career questions to me that are relevant to you. And for today, my ask of you is to donate and to give to CITR. And there's three particular reasons why I want you to do that. And as we move into today's show, I want to start off by saying that today's show is going to be the best of the best in terms of content that you want to hear, and I'm going to be giving it back to you. I want to start off with maybe the first reason why I think you should give to the station, and that is one that you may not realize or appreciate. And that is, as I'm looking here through my list here, the ones that I wanted to share with you, I wanted to tell you that, in fact, one of the reasons why this station actually exists is because they give out literally almost free coaching or advice to those who come in. So I actually was walking outside with my friend about 4 years ago, and I said I wanted to share my voice. I felt like I had something inside of me that wanted to come out. For those of you who can resonate with that, if you're artists or you're creative in any way and you want to spread your voice, radio is a fantastic way to do so. And while I thought, I didn't know it was possible to do it. I was an amateur. I had no training in the area. All I knew is I had an expertise in the area of career. I had just not communicated over the air. Well, I came here. Bryce Dunn had welcomed me, pretty much said I can train you on all the equipment, and all you have to do is become a member. I don't know what membership is. It's like $40, $50. So I said, are you kidding? All this training for that? I mean, it was worth, well, I don't even want to say what it was worth to me. It was worth a lot more. And so that was the structure of the organization here, and I appreciate it. And I got full training on all the equipment, on audio, how to give a great show. I developed a pilot, ran it by the team here, and got on board from there. So I'm grateful. And I'm grateful to you, the supporter and the listeners for the station. I wouldn't be able to do what I love to do if it wasn't for you. And so, you know, I'd like you to ask yourself what the value is of this, listening to this show over the past year. And I actually thought about it. I said, if I was listening to Career Fast Track for 1 year, how much would it be worth to me? And I actually thought of $200. I said, for 1 year of listening to CITR and Career Fast Track specifically, I'd say $200. I'm getting a lot of value. He's well-researched, which is my goal. So I always give you research and well-researched and relevant content. I said, $200. And I said, well, okay, the market's a little tight. I might say it's tight, so why not go half of that? And so my favorite donation amount is $101.90. And so I'm asking for you to pledge. And of course, you're free to pledge any amount that you feel is right for you. For me, it felt like it was 101.9. You know, I know you don't give for this reason, but you get things in return. You'll get a friend's card, which gives you percentage off of certain purchases. My favorite t-shirt of all time, I actually bought the t-shirt when I joined here. I love it. It's like cool. Like, I'm very picky. I'm from Montreal. My fashion's got to be real nice, and it's got to be well cut, because if it doesn't look good on the body, you're going to look like a lame-o. So it's from American Apparel. The shirts, the t-shirts, I love them. Anyway, if you don't own American Apparel stuff, if you care, it's actually made in the U.S., so it's more like, okay, we don't farm out our stuff. And it's also extremely well cut, well designed, for very reasonable prices. Anyway, you get it for free for donating. And if you donate, listen, you can donate for any reason to any show. If you donate and you say my show, I will give you a free copy of the most popular product that I've ever made, which is the One Day Dream Job Challenge. I developed a way to help you find work in one day. And if you can actually download it for free, the one document, www.dr-career.com, but it's $13 or $12 to get the copy. And so I'm going to give you a free copy of the downloaded ebook of the One Day Dream Job Challenge if you donate $101.9. And so it's a $13 value, and you get that for free included. It's just giving back. So hopefully you'll receive a lot of value. A lot of others have, so I hope you do as well. The greatest lesson, one of the most popular concepts that I'm having from listeners is this concept that the lesson that you don't learn in school. So in school, you're trained to study, and then take a test. And so the more you study, the more you can take the test. And the assumption is if you study perfectly, you can get perfect mark. You might get stress on the exam, but in general, the more you study, the more you get, the higher mark you get on your exam. When you graduate, there's a rude awakening because, and you don't know why. Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because in life, it's a complete opposite. In life, you take the test, meaning you experience life, and then you study. And often I see this in paralysis in people making their decisions in their life because they think decision-making is like studying. You study in order to gain knowledge in order to make an effective decision or to take the exam. But in life, it's complete opposite. You have to experience something. Now, you can study slightly, but you can't get all the data before making the decision. And so it's the complete opposite. So there is a certain level of uncertainty that you have in decision-making in life that doesn't exist with writing exams. And that's important to remember that, because making decisions with a lack of all the information is normal. And the only way to move forward in your life is to get in the habit of making decisions with not all the data. And you might be saying, well, I'm not going to do that. I can't possibly do that. It's too stressful. And I agree. So the people I'm meeting with these days, and this is such the biggest problem, is I want to help you make a decision in the face of not all the data. And, you know, the research on making decisions always says, okay, do your research, weigh the options. But if you've read this morning's article in 24 hours, it says that 95% of people don't make decisions that way, weighing the pros and cons. In fact, 90% of people make decisions in essence by going through their brain options, and the first option that makes sense to them, they go with. Now, that's okay, but it's not being very strategic. And so a lot of people live or influenced by people outside of them. If you cannot and are not good at making decisions in your life, it means that deep down you have a low self-esteem and you don't trust yourself. Let me tell you this. If you trusted yourself and knew you were safe in making and knew you were safe in trusting yourself, would you have a more ease of making decisions? Absolutely. And I see it all the time. We're talking about here the best tips that I've gotten over the last year out of this program, the latest and most popular subjects that I've heard. I'm looking up here at the big wall. We've got our phone number here to donate, 604-822-8648, 604-822-8648. The number one way to gain self-esteem is to make more decisions. A lack of self-esteem is a lack of self-love or self-knowledge. And if you are extremely externally driven, you are often you often revert your decision-making to what you think other people would do or what you should do. And you've heard of should, but really what should is what someone else would do. And it's impossible to know what someone else would do. So you can spend an entire lifetime trying to think of what someone else will do. And listen, I tried it, and it caused me some major pain. It caused me depression. I'll admit it. It was a disaster. And it took me a long time to figure out that one of the reasons why I couldn't make decisions is because I hadn't made a lot of them. And I got in the habit, a bad habit, of asking what other people would do and doing what they would do. And in the end, I was a rather old guy, not too old, I'm youngish, but I was really mature level around 17 years old. I was around 30, 31, and I knew emotionally I was around a 17-year-old in terms of my ability to take on stress of making basic life decisions. And one of the areas of weakness I see in most people in their careers is an inability to make a career decision. And it comes down to an inability to trust themselves. And the reason they don't trust themselves is they haven't made enough decisions in their life. So here's my recommendation. Start small. Go to the supermarket. Here's one of the biggest tests I find in the supermarket. Choose what it is you want to do. If you're going to see a product, you usually go up there and pick it. Well, maybe it's because your mother's always picked it, or maybe because your friends buy it as well, or maybe because you want to look cool because it's in your basket and you don't want to have that weak or that poor, that like lame looking product go through the turnstile. Ask yourself, do I want this product or do I want that product? And so the next time you're shopping for food, I want you to really ask yourself, what do I want? Listen to your gut. And that's absolutely critical. Before we go to break, I want to remind you that we are in our fun drive. I'm actually quite excited about it. It's a wonderful opportunity for you to give back, for us to have a two-way street relationship. I've noticed that in relationships, if it's take, 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 sometimes there's not as much satisfaction. And in life, really, and I'll be talking about that after the break, is that in careers, I often ask people what they want. And they'll often say, well, I want this, meaning that I want a nice car, I want a nice house, I want a nice family. And these are things that they want. But then I ask them, well, how do you get what you want? And that's when this huge light bulb comes on. And they realize that what it comes down to is, what do I want to give? And if you're not giving in your life, you're not getting. And I would propose that the value you're receiving from this show will be greater for you if you give. And I've experienced that. I've donated to many areas of my life. And I've said to myself, it's funny, the increased reward I've received as a result of giving. And so I'm asking you to donate $101.9 in return as a thank you. This is obviously not an equal value, but as a thank you, we're giving you a One Friends card, which is a card you can bring to a retail store and get percentage off your purchase. A limited edition t-shirt, which I absolutely love, made by American Apparel. Beautiful cut. If you're a skinny guy, it looks really good, like meaning it kind of, it shapes your arms. It doesn't have that flare out, which I hate. And if you're a bigger guy, it really contours your body so that you can see your abs and your anything. And if you're a woman, well, it's very well forming, because women clothing at American Apparel, whether you know it or not, makes you look sexy. So, and if you're a guy and you want to look sexy, I'll tell you, you'll look good in it too. And if you donate and you say Career Fast Track as a show, I will give a free copy of my most popular program that I've ever developed, which is the One Day Dream Job Challenge. It's a $13 value. You'll get it for free. All you have to do is give us a call at 604-822-2487. 604, that's a correction. That's the call to call me in for the show. 604-822-8648. Again, 604-822-8648. We're going to take a break now. Upon our return, I'm going to be continuing to share with you the most popular subjects that have come up on the show over the last year. Thanks for joining us. Back in a moment. Please, don't go anywhere.
Vancouver is a diverse city, and that's why CITR is committed to multicultural programming. We feature music from all over the world: Ethiopia, India, France, Africa, Latin America, Russia, Iran, Jamaica, Italy, and Japan. And we don't only broadcast in English.
On diffuse dans un grand nombre de langues.
We broadcast in a number of other languages.
Pour sûr, il y aura une programmation multiculturelle à Vancouver. Supportez CITR maintenant. Appelez au 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT. Ou donnez en ligne à citr.ca/donate.
Help ensure that there will be multicultural programming in Vancouver. Support CITR now. Call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate securely online at citr.ca/donate.
Welcome back to Career Fast Track. I am your host, Philippe Desrochers, also known in the business as Dr. Career. It's good to have you back. I am excited to be here with you. I'm sharing with you the hot and greatest, most popular topics that I've shared over the year. How do I know what's popular? Well, I get the most emails, frankly. I know if I share a subject and I get no emails, well, it happens not very often, but it happens once in a while. But then I'll share a subject which I get, like, I know when something is really popular if I get three times more. So if I got, let's say, six emails from someone and then I get 18 or 20 or 25 emails, I know that that subject is hot. And so I'm only sharing those hot topics during this kind of, during our fun drive. It's a thank you and a summary of how the year's been. And I think here at the station, the fun drive seems to be that end of year, pre-Christmas year. And so the next, what I want to share with you is this idea of thinking small, not big. Donald Trump attracts people who want to think big. I seem to attract people that when they think big, they don't do anything. They have expectations that are completely unrealistic in their life. And when I work with them and I talk about what they want, their wants are gigantic. And what they've done towards achieving that want is almost nothing. And the reason why, and I've noticed, is because they expect too much. Now, I'm going to say a statement, and I hope you interpret it in the right way. I'll explain it. Expect less and get more. Expect less and get more. Lower your expectations. Why am I saying that? I've noticed that if you lower your expectation, you're more likely to start small and do something. And I know that when you get it started, the response I often get from people I work with is, well, why didn't I do this before? Well, it's because you didn't start. So you had this big mountain. I'd like you to ask you to kind of chop the top of that mountain off so it's lower. In fact, make that mountain about as high as you are. If the mountain seems to be any higher than you are, then I don't recommend that you climb. I never recommend anyone climb more than how tall you are. In other words, if you are 5'2", set a 5'2" goal. Does that make sense? And once you've done that one, then you could set another 5.2 goal. Well, you might say to yourself, well, that's not enough. Well, what about a gentleman who's raised over $300 million in Canada for cancer? This guy had small goals. Whether you know it or not, or you've read a biography on Terry Fox, Terry Fox said that my goal was always the next lamppost. I said, how far could you run? How is it possible for you to run this far? He says, well, I never ran far. I always ran one lamppost to another. Now, that reveals a lot of psychology about Terry Fox, which whether you see it yourself, I can explain it to you, is that he's a very present man. And one of the problems I face with people who think big is because they look in the past for what went wrong, and they look in the future for what they want, and they compare what went wrong to the future, and they get all stressed out because they are not focused on the present because they don't think they can do anything about something that's wrong in the past and something they don't have control in the future. And so they get all paralyzed and don't do anything. By lowering your expectations, by seeing the sight smaller, you actually think less of the past and worry less about the future, and thus have more, more self-empowered in the process. And so I'm going to ask you to dramatically expect less in your life. Try it for a week between now and next show. Expect less. Do less. And I'll propose that you're going to actually achieve more in the process. If you're just joining us, this is CITR.ca. We're proud to be offering Career Fast Track. We've been doing it for many years now, 3-4 years. This is our annual fund drive. We're asking you to donate to a station that I hope has given a lot to you and have this be experience what it's like to give. If you've never given before, make this your first give. I'm asking for $101.9, $101.9. Of course, you can donate any amount that feels comfortable for you. In return, you get a one free friends card, limited edition t-shirt, which has got a great cut, whether you're a man or woman, really cool design in the front. I'm from Montreal. Listen, in Montreal, you know you got to have style. You come out of the first thing you learn, even before hockey, is how to dress. So you learn how to dress, and then you learn how to play hockey. And, well, everything else is Canadian. But other than that, well, mind you, Canadian is hockey, but I got to say dressing style ain't everywhere in this country. I'll pass that on. And if you call and say Career Fast Track, my specific show, I'd like to thank you for doing that. I'm going to give you a free copy of my most popular writing, or what I've written or developed in the past 3-4 years, is the One Day Dream Job Challenge. It's a complete strategy to help you find work in one day. $13 value. It's an ebook. I get it to give it to you for free. When you call us, just simply give us your email address and I will email it to you. 604-822-8648 is the number. 604-822-8648 is the number, or online if you wish to do it more. I guess no one's going to talk to you, so you can do it more anonymously, I guess. CITR.ca/donate. CITR.ca/donate. Okay, that's about 5:54 now. I've got another 6 minutes. We can go to a break. Upon my return, I want to continue to share with you, and I want to give you the climax of the show. I want to share with you the most popular article I wrote about was about converting passion for pay, and I shared some success stories that I think will inspire you to take action and convert your passions to a paycheck. Back in a few moments.
Hi, my name's Scott McRae, and I'm a board member here at CITR. I hope you'll join me in supporting CITR because of the phenomenal variety of program that you get only here. That means music that you probably aren't going to hear anywhere else, political views, news of the campus and the surrounding community, of course, the big bonus, Nardwar the Human Serviette. You know, now that CITR is making much of its programming available on podcast, I've got even more reasons and avenues to listen. So I can listen in the car, and if I can't get the signal, I can listen to it through my iPod. So if you want to join me in supporting CITR, why don't you give us a call at 604-822-8648.
Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe Desroches, Dr. Career. It's good to have you back. We're excited. It's the tail end, rather the climax of the show. I promised you before the break that I would share with you probably the most popular subject that I've written in the past year, and that is converting passion for pay. In fact, I had a flood of emails around it. How do I convert? My favorite, though, is a guy wrote in. He says, I love watching hockey and drinking beer. How can I convert that for passion for pay and turn to a paycheck? And actually, I've taken on the challenge and I'll be working with him. So if he can do it, I'm pretty confident that you can do it as well. Here's a few success stories. It's from an entrepreneur magazine, and it was a story of a woman who had a breakup with her husband, and she felt extremely hurt. And she had so much frustration that she started to throw plates in her house. And the plates cost a lot of money. She didn't care. But the satisfaction of breaking a plate was so satisfying. She said, well, what if I created an idea around this and build a room where you can go into and smash plates? And so she invented the Smash Shack. That's right. She actually franchises Smash Shacks. These are rooms which you go into, you bring your own plates, or you can buy plates for a certain amount, and you go in there and you smash the crap out of these plates. And it's actually in business buildings. So you've got all these men and women who are stressed out, don't have balanced lives, and smash things. They love it. It's very cathartic. And she's now franchising. So look it up, Smash Shack, if you want to buy a franchise. So that's a success story. She turned a divorce into, well, broken glass and, well, lots of money. Another story, and this was an outrageous story. Why don't I just give you the most outrageous? Woman hated her job, told her husband, I want to go into business. She didn't know what she wanted to do. She looked at her life and analyzed it. What she loved to do, you're not going to believe it, was to fill in contest entry forms. So she scoured the internet for contest entry forms, filled it in, and one year she won. This is true. $20,000 in cash, 5 trips, a computer, and 2 cars. Well, her friends started to notice that she was doing well, and they said, well, why don't I pay you to fill in contest entry forms for me? And so she started to charge her friends $50 a month for filling in contest entry forms. Well, she ended up acquiring enough people. Are you ready for this? She now earns $10,000 a month filling in contest entry forms for other people. Her husband, who did not support her in doing this initially, now works for her. Now, these are a couple crazy, wacky examples, and it takes a lot of courage, I promise you. But here's the deal. When I've worked with people, if you're in enough pain, you'll do anything it takes to convert your passion to pay. And that, to be honest, is the person I love to work with the most, the person who's had it fed up. And that's the person I want to hear from. If you have any comments about today's show, questions, or you want to share your thoughts, please email me at Philippe, Philippe, at dr-career.com. That's Philippe at dr-career.com. And of course, I would love it if you would donate. The number here is 604-822-8648. I'm asking for $101.9 for the 3 gifts, including my free download valued at $13. Listen, that's a wrap for today's show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've got more secrets, insights, and the best of Career Fast Track for this year. Thanks for joining us. Coming up next, Becky, This Side of Money. Great show. Enjoy her show. Always nice to hear from her. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you next week on Career Fast Track. Have a good one and take care.
Okay.
Hey, you've
got a lot of.
Without CITR filling the airways, that's what you would hear. Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent and diverse music and spoken word programming. And we know that commercial radio doesn't play what we play. Vancouver would lose multicultural programming, community and student access to media, and all the shows and events CITR sponsors. But really, we don't want to imagine this world. So support CITR during this fund drive. Call 604-822-8648.